Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Lexington Youth Theater is proud to announce the spring production of Annie, Get Your Gun. Performances will be held March 23rd through the 25th at the historic Edward C. Smith Civic Center, 217 South Main Street in downtown Lexington. Performances will be Friday, March 23rd and Saturday the 24th at 7 and Sunday, March 25th at 2. The cast will feature youth actors grades 6 through 12 from Lexington, Thomasville, and surrounding areas. Annie, Get Your Gun, the lighthearted and recognizable musical with score by Irving Berlin, is based on the life and times of the famous Annie Oakley, and the Lexington Youth Theater production promises to be another top-quality show. Just what audiences have come to expect from LYT. Last week, actors Lauren Daniel, Keaton Everhart, and Luke Wood stopped by to talk no biz like showbiz with director Bobby Bodford.
You can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
So, Keaton, multi-instrumentalist, in fact, rushing out for you got an audition coming up here?
A band competition, actually. I play saxophone.
Wanted to ask you what your music background gives you in terms of theater.
It really helps you hear what you're trying to sing as you're learning it, and helps you to memorize your music a lot easier, I think.
I'll bet. You got a great ear. Tell me about Frank. Who is this guy, Frank Butler?
Frank Butler is the egotistical star of the Wild West show.
He's got a big ego.
Very big.
Doesn't take too kindly to Annie?
Not at first, but she grows on him.
Okay. Lauren, in terms of Annie Oakley, what surprised you about her?
I grew up very familiar with the show, so I imagined her as always this real rough tomboy, someone who is always, anything you can do, I can do better. So I imagined she'd be really big for the feminist movement. It turns out she really was not. The only thing feminist about her was she enjoyed teaching women how to shoot. And after she became paralyzed, actually, a train wreck in North Carolina, she made her living teaching women to shoot.
That's right. That's a fascinating story about this region. I want to get to that, too. And not just a good shooter, but an amazing shooter. And
she made her own costumes, too.
Yeah.
Fun fact right there.
I love fun facts like that. And she really saved her family, literally, back in 1865.
Yeah. When she was growing up, her mom had two husbands, both of which died when Annie was very young. So she was sent to a community home where they sent her out to another family who was rather abusive to her. After 2 years, when she was finally allowed to come home, she found out her family was about to lose their home. So she taught herself to shoot a gun, and she went out, shot things, and sold them until she had the money to save it.
Yeah, fascinating individual. Luke, I want to know, what kind of manager was Charlie Davenport?
Charlie Davenport was, like many business managers, really concerned with the money. It oftentimes blinded him as to what is best for the people in the show. But I think overall, he really was a good man, a good business manager, definitely.
That show was tremendously successful. What were audiences saying about that, the Wild West?
I think they really absolutely loved being able to go watch people do these amazing stunts, these amazing tricks, and they absolutely loved these shows.
What were some of them? I mean, lots of sharp shooting stuff. You want to chime in on that one, Annie? Lauren?
I'll answer to either one at this point.
Oh, good for you.
As far as the stunts, I think the sharpshooting was the biggest one, at least that I know of because of the show.
Yeah.
So they had these shows where they had a whole bunch of Indians come out, and they had stampedes, and they had a whole bunch of tricks with fire.
Yeah.
And that's about all I know about that.
There's something that hits home here in the Triad in terms of her nationwide, because they were traveling all over the place.
All over the world. They did big European tours.
Oh, my gosh.
But oddly enough, the whole thing came to a close in North Carolina, in Davidson County. 1901, they had finished a show in Charlotte, and I believe they had like 30,000 people, which would have been a huge crowd, I would imagine, at that time. And they were going to Danville, I believe, to close the tour. They traveled on two trains, and for some reason, Annie was on the second train where most of the animals were, and they were a little bit delayed. So Buffalo Bill's train took out first. There was a freight train traveling from north to south on the same track. They radioed the freight train and told him to pull over and let onto the sidetrack and allow the show trains to pass. He obviously didn't hear trains. He heard train. So because Annie's train wasn't seen, when Buffalo Bill's train left, he went back out on the track. Once he got his speed up to about 45 miles an hour, they came around a curve, and there was the other train. The article said the engines literally ate each other, and it was a horrible thing. 110 horses were killed, including horses that Queen Victoria had given to Buffalo Bill and his two personal favorites. Lots of exotic animals died because they had buffalo, and, you know, it was just really very sad. And Annie, as was mentioned earlier by Lauren, was paralyzed.
Mm.
Went to hospital in Winston-Salem. She did recover from the paralysis and performed a little bit after that, but nothing like she had done. And she went on to teach ladies how to shoot.
Sure.
But it was really just kind of odd that it would end here.
Here in the Triad. But at the center of the show, really, I mean, when you get right down to a fascinating story, the music. And Irving Berlin.
What can you say?
What a craftsman.
I think the feels, Dorothy and her husband had, she wanted to do a show for Ethel Merman. That's how the whole thing, I want to do a vehicle for Ethel, and just thought this would be a great story.
She sure got her wish.
She did. And Irving Berlin didn't really know what to do with the music at first. He was a little hesitant. He wasn't sure that he could do it justice. So they really did fictionalize it quite a bit. But There's No Business Like Show Business almost didn't make it into the show because they thought that Richard Rodgers, who was producing it, didn't like the song.
Don't you love that? We should do a whole show on tunes that almost didn't make it in. Like Somewhere Over the Rainbow was almost on the cutting floor.
That's exactly right. And then they end up. That's the best thing about this business are the roadblocks. You got your plan all, you're headed, and then a roadblock comes up. You got to turn right or left because the show must go on. 9 times out of 10, something wonderful happens.
My thanks to Lexington Youth Theater actors Lauren Daniel, Keaton Everhart, Luke Woods, and director Bobby Botford. Annie Get Your Gun comes to the historic Edward C. Smith Civic Center, 217 South Main Street in downtown Lexington, with performances Friday, March 23rd, and Saturday the 24th at 7, and a Sunday matinee at 2. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.